Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Thank God the Burt Show youth group out there living their life, man. I'm bringing some excitement to this show. It was Abby earlier today. It said she tried out, auditioned for two different reality TV shows. Then she tells us about this horrible run-in she had with a celebrity while she was out also. And then you got Jackson here, who had a very big weekend ahead of him with a lot on the line.
Oh boy, did I. This was the weekend that I was planning on asking my girlfriend's parents for their blessing to marry their daughter. And man, I didn't think that I was going to be as nervous as I was, but it really hit me. And I think it's because like all the stuff that we talked about on Friday where I sort of wrote down my thoughts and then that kind of put it more into my head because I was kind of like, I'm just going to go into this like a casual conversation, speak from the heart, and it should all go according to plan, you know?
Okay. At least what you had written out for us on Friday was absolutely beautiful. And I know you were saying that you didn't want to have it scripted, which would have been kind of weird, but man, if you could have kept some of those key lines from that. There was a unicorn line.
The unicorn line was perfection.
Yeah, man. If you could keep a couple of those, it was going to be a home run no matter what.
Well, I'm actually really happy that I did that exercise because I did have, it kind of gave me a few little bullet points in my head about things that, you know, if I start stumbling over words, I have those to go back to if it, worst case scenario, right? And so my girlfriend's family doesn't live in the city of Atlanta, but they were coming down to visit. And so I had this plan. I texted them the day before and I was like, hey, I would just love to take you guys out to coffee tomorrow morning. I just want to chat with you guys for a little while. I promise you this is good news, but just please keep this on the down low. And they were like, yeah, absolutely. And of course, they had to have known what this was going to be about,
sure.
Right? So Saturday morning comes around, and I'm also kind of panicking because my original plan was to have my sister text my girlfriend and say like that she really needed to talk to her or something, and that like that's what was going to be my out to sort of, you know, get away from her because you guys made it very clear that I shouldn't tell my girlfriend that I'm doing this whole thing. But then it was like, is there really like a good excuse that she could give to have my girlfriend leave and go do this thing? So all I said, like in the morning, I got up pretty early and I just left and I texted her and I said, oh, two of my friends are in town and they're at a coffee shop right next door. I'm going to go say hi and I'll be back later. And she was still sleeping, so it was all good. So I meet them at this coffee shop and I sit down and on my the walk there, I was feeling it.
Really?
Yeah, I really was. Because I was like, I wasn't worried that they were going to say no by any means. I just wanted to say the right things. You know, I just didn't want to look like an idiot.
It's a milestone moment for you and for them.
Right. And it is a big deal. And so when I sit down, you know, we say hello and I'm like, you guys have to know what this is about. And they're like, we hope we know what this is about, like kind of alluding to that, you know? And I really just laid it all on the line for them. I told them everything about how I felt. And part of me was feeling like it was going to be a little awkward because I was like, all right, I asked them this thing and hopefully they say yes. And then like we're stuck at coffee for like another 30 or 45 minutes. Like I haven't really sat down with them, just me and them ever before. So wow. I was kind of like trying to think of other conversation topics to think about. But all of that went away as soon as I started talking. The conversation was completely natural. They were ecstatic and over the moon. They, again, they knew what I was going to talk about. Her mom cried. She was just, they were just so happy.
She's so upset that you're going to be her son-in-law.
No, I think it wasn't like a finally, it wasn't anything like that. They were just so happy to hear that, like, you know, their daughter had found their person. They love me. They love my family, which was really awesome. And that evening, we were actually going out to dinner, my parents and her parents as well. So it was really just this incredible.
Wait a minute. You asked her parents for her hand in marriage. And I know she knows like a proposal is coming, but you do that to them and then you make them have dinner with her that night and they have to keep a straight face. They, the two of you, like you all had this conversation.
Should I have done this after dinner?
No. Like, what a cruel position to put the parents in. And now you have to, how long are they going to?
I would have made the same mistake.
Yeah.
Right? Huh? No, that was like the perfect timing for
it,
right?
If it was a mistake, I would have done the same thing.
No, it's just funny that you tell them this and now they have to bite their tongue and they can't share. And so immediately that same night, you all are going out to dinner and you're looking at him and he's looking at you and you're looking at your future mother-in-law. She's looking at everybody knows, but your girlfriend doesn't.
No, I didn't feel any sort of weirdness or anything.
Perfect.
And, you know, we had ourselves a weekend. We went to the aquarium on Saturday. We all went to this very nice dinner with my parents, and my parents and her parents get along super well. There's a lot of really strange, sort of uncanny similarities that our family and extended families have with each other. So there's never a dull moment when it comes to talking to them. And honestly, like it couldn't have gone better. And when I was, you know, leaving coffee, and because funnily enough, we were all going to meet for coffee with my girlfriend afterwards. So we had to just pretend like this never happened. And so, you know, as I'm leaving him, I'm giving him a hug bye. And her dad gave me the old welcome to the family as I gave him the hug. And that really, really hit home for me.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Congrats, dude.
Thank you.
Well done.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Imagine showing up to a party where 600 people of your 600 of your colleagues signed a petition saying they don't want you there, because that's what happened to a Broadway legend over the weekend at the Tonys. So I know not everyone here is a musical theater nerd, but last night was the 2025 Tony Awards. It's a big deal for that annoying theater kid from the back of your class from 20 years ago. And there was some drama that happened right before the Tonys that led to this petition happening. So this all centers around Broadway legend Patti LuPone, who is known for originating a character in Evita, which is a very popular, very legendary musical. And she's currently working on Broadway, and I guess had this run-in with another Broadway star, Keisha Lewis. So they had a run-in where, according to sources, Broadway legend Patti told Keisha that she was being, quote, too loud during warm-ups, which is like, okay, this is musical theater, kind of a weird thing to say. And Patti ended up doubling down after this drama became public. So then Patti allegedly called Keisha a bully and then gave a quote to the press saying that she stands by everything she said and that the backlash that she was getting from the community was performative outrage. And then she also threw shade at another Broadway legend, Audra McDonald, who had publicly supported Keisha and said that, quote, she doesn't care what Audra thinks. Kind of crazy for the Broadway legend world. So anyway, the Broadway community then clapped back super, super hard, where 600 industry professionals signed an open letter calling out Patti's behavior and urging the Tonys and theater organizations to stop inviting former performers who create hostile work environments. So people are like, we need to stiff arm this Broadway legend from coming to this event where we're all going to be there. She ends up coming anyway. She was not sat where a typical Broadway legend would be sat. She was kind of sat in like the normie section. And apparently things were very stiff and uncomfortable the entire night, which kind of sad, weird drama. But aside from that, it was a really cool show last night. Hamilton got together. The original Broadway cast of Hamilton got back together because now they're all these huge stars. They've done these other projects, but Lin-Manuel Miranda, who originated the role of course, Alexander Hamilton, got together with Leslie Odom Jr. to sing some of the most iconic songs from the musical.
Even though we started at the very same time, Alexander Hamilton began to climb. How to account for his rise to the top? Man, the man is nonstop.
Philip Basu, Renee Elise Goldsberry, Jasmine Cephas Jones, and David Diggs also came together for some of the most iconic songs from the musical as well.
So this reunion of the cast was such a big deal that my 17-year-old, I'm walking through my living room yesterday, and my 17-year-old goes, oh, my God, is the Tonys tonight? Now, my 17-year-old is nothing but athlete and sort of he's kind of a country athlete, right? So for him to know that this was going on, the Hamilton reunion, I said to him, I don't know if that's happening tonight. I would have never assumed that you were into the Tonys at all. But he's like, it's the Hamilton reunion, Dad. I had no idea.
So Cynthia Erivo opened the show. And of course, her voice is just phenomenal. And she's singing and performing. And then she goes down to the audience and she's asking people to sing along. And I'm like, that is a dangerous game to play. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, it's the Tonys. Everybody there can sing. So everyone warmed up on the red carpet. They're like, she's putting microphones in front of faces and they're just like belting the lines. And I'm like, I forgot what room we are in and every single person is going to nail this assignment.
Yeah, and I'm feeling maybe they got a heads up, like, hey, I might bring the microphone around. But other exciting things that happened last night, Nicole Scherzinger from...
That's always a tough one.
I'm going to screw this up. She finally got her Tony. She won Best Actress in a Musical for her show-stopping turn as Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard. There were some really big wins, some big snubs, Maybe Happy Ending starring Darren Criss, who you would know from Glee. That show dominated as well as Sunset Boulevard, but George Clooney got snubbed, and also the iconic show Gypsy was also shut out from a lot of the major awards. So a big night for theater geeks and a lot of really exciting moments to remember.
The Burt Show.
I just started thinking about this when we cracked the mic, that the scene that played out in my house, I'm so proud. I'm like getting all touched right now. The scene that played out in my house this weekend is so unlike any scene that ever played out in my house when I was younger, that I know Hollis is my 18.
So crazy to hear you say that.
18? My 18-year-old's friends. I'm so familiar with them and they're over so much. And I've gone to soccer matches and we all hang out in the bleachers and stuff like that, that I sort of know their lives, right? So when they come over to the house, I can have adult 17-year-old conversations with them and know who they're dating and what's going on. And just before we cracked the mics, I realized like that is a really great acknowledgement of how I have broken the cycle. Because my parents didn't want anybody over the house, and they certainly had no idea who my friends were, and they never had one-on-one conversations with them, right? That's not what this is all about. So one of his friends is a 17-year-old girl, and I'm going to omit the names of the players here. And also when I put this up online later on today, I'm going to block all the comments because we're talking about 17 and 18-year-olds, and some of you guys will look at this and go, run for your life! And it's a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old, and you're pressing adult mature themes on these kids, and I don't want her or her boyfriend to see them and be bummed out about it at all.
Wise decision.
Okay, because I thought this was the most adorable thing ever. So she is 17. He may be either 17 or 18. And they've been going out with each other for about a year. So she was telling me that she put together a slideshow for her 17, 18-year-old boyfriend, right? And she wanted to communicate with him exactly. There was a couple of reasons for this. A, he always poses the exact same way in every picture they take. And he complains every time they take a picture together. But there were also other things in the relationship that she wanted to make it completely known so there's no guesswork for her man on exactly, and this is what it's titled, What I Want and What I Mean.
I love that PowerPoint presentations are making a comeback.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I don't know when. That's true.
All right, so the first couple of slides here are just pictures of them together and her She said made by, and it's just a bunch of pictures of her. You get down to the third slide, and it just says, why? In all capital letters with some exclamation points and some question marks. And then the first line underneath that is says in capital letters, boys are so dumb. and then she lists out why. Okay. Because we men can't read your women's minds, she writes in quotes. And then that quote is from her boyfriend. Also, so you know what I want and I mean. So you understand. These are all bullet points. So you know me better because you love me.
So his quote was, he can't understand a woman's mind or what's in her mind. So she's putting this PowerPoint presentation to make it very clear, like, this is what is in my mind when I'm saying these things.
He must have said this to her before. So she's just quoting him on why she's doing this.
Okay.
We men can't read you woman's minds.
Okay.
Is what he writes. Okay. So she's like, all right, I'm just going to spill it out. So then she puts together a slide of what I mean. When I say, I don't care, she writes, I care a lot. Right? You pick, you choose means you pick.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care means I care. I love you means I really do love you.
Aww.
I'm sorry means I genuinely am sorry. It doesn't matter means it does. I'm not in the mood or I don't want to do something. She writes no. So I'm not sure if that means that she's saying that I do want to do that or she's saying, no, that's really, I don't want to do
that. She's saying, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do it. Okay.
Correct.
What I mean, part two. We're now on slide four. I don't want anything. She writes, 8 out of 10 times, I do.
So at 80%, you hit that 80%. That's okay. Up to you to suss out the other 20%.
Uh-huh. She says, love you. The quote is, love you. She says, I love you, but I'm low-key upset.
Because there's no I in
left
there.
Out the I. Yeah.
No I in there, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go to the next slide here, which is hints, five exclamation points. If I don't care, you would know. If it didn't matter, you would know. I don't even quite understand this one.
See, we need slides to understand the slides.
Yeah, but he said that they can't read women's minds, so he clearly doesn't know. That's why we're at the PowerPoint.
Okay, so we're having ourselves a little conflict right here. If I want to do something, you would know. If I don't want something, then you would know. But you're right, because in the beginning, it's kind of countering herself.
I think what she's saying here by you would know is you should know based off of the vibe I'm giving off. Like if I'm really enthusiastic, you know I'm in a positive mood. So if I'm saying I really don't care, I probably really don't care because I'm in a good mood. But if I say I really don't care, if I'm in a bad mood, it means I probably do care.
So that means
NFL playbook, man. This is tough.
That also means that we have to read the way that you're saying it, which we're never going to be able to do.
I know. You got to be able to pick up on the vibes.
Next slide. What I mean, text edition. Quote, unquote, okay. Mad.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
K.
Ooh. Oh.
Double mad.
She wrote, piss the F off.
That's like a middle finger.
If she writes, I love you, that means a whole lot. GN. Which I had to ask you this morning. What's GN?
Good night.
Yeah. That means she's mad.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It's like a shortened version. It's like I'm only giving you two letters of what I'm trying to say to you. Okay. So if I wanted to say like good night, I'd like call you up and be like, good night, babe. But if I'm like mad at you, I'm like, nah.
I got the good night text at like 10 in the morning once. I knew what time it was.
love you, in quotes, means low key upset. No I. Hints again in exclamation points. We are on, by the way, slide number 9. Hints. If I text in, and then she puts it, all caps, reply in all caps. That one I didn't get.
What?
I don't get that. Yeah.
I don't get that.
Now we're too specific. Yeah. Now this is too niche.
So then aren't we just arguing with each other? Then I'm yelling at you and you're yelling at me? Or do I have the... Now again, this is a... 17, 18-year-olds.
Maybe she's like, if I'm really excited about something, I'm going to do everything in all caps, and if you don't reciprocate that energy, I'm going to be upset. Like, if I'm like, I can't believe we're going to go see Luke Combs in concert, and you go, yeah, it's going to be great, and all lowercase, that makes more sense. Not the same vibe.
When you match my energy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that does make more sense. Don't let each other go to sleep mad. That's is what she at, is
well, if you're texting GN, it's a little late for that. It feels a little hypocritical.
Don't leave your girlfriend on red.
Uh-huh.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave your girl... You had to help me with this one this morning. Don't leave your girlfriend on... What, on Snap?
On red, you said.
No, but this one's on Snap. She wrote...
Delivered?
Yeah, she wrote D-E-V-I-E-L-D.
That might be a typo.
Okay.
Yeah, don't leave her on delivered, which is basically like I'm not opening your text.
Okay. So from 17 to 17-year-old, this is going to make more sense.
Yeah.
And then the final slide. What should happen /1? Surprise flowers, daily hugs before you leave, phone calls, post your girlfriend in all caps.
Yeah.
Other things, be kind to your girlfriend in public. Correct your girlfriend in private. Love her loudly. And then she has photo do's, right? By the way, we are on now slide 12. Smile in all caps. Hand around waist of your girlfriend is one of the things. Don't put your hand around girl's waist unless single. Don't give attitude. Just say no or later. Sometimes... This is the greatest one. Sometimes, look at your girlfriend. And then there are a series of pictures of examples of what he should be doing and what he's not doing in some of these pictures.
That's hilarious. I'm a visual person, so I would appreciate the fact that she had pictures to show what you do and what you don't do.
I was wrong. This goes slide 15 now.
Oh, my God.
Don'ts. Don't put hand around shoulder.
Yeah, it's kind of giving this to my buddy. Yeah.
Don't not smile. Don't be mad at girlfriend for taking photos. So he should know it all at this point.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, it's right there.
She putting it out there.
Now, if this came from a 24-year-old or a 25-year-old, then I'd be saying, okay. All right. All right. We got another song.
What did he do to push her to the point she needed to do a power presentation to begin with?
I think in looking at these pictures, he's a lot like most guys. We got one take, man. No. We got one angle.
I feel like when she put in all caps at the end, post your girlfriend, I was like, now we got to it.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
I just started thinking about this when we cracked the mic, that the scene that played out in my house, I'm so proud. I'm like getting all touched right now. The scene that played out in my house this weekend is so unlike any scene that ever played out in my house when I was younger. That I know Hollis's, my 18?
So crazy to hear you say that.
18? My 18-year-old's friends. I'm so familiar with them and they're over so much and I've gone to soccer matches and we all hang out in the bleachers and stuff like that, that I sort of know their lives, right? So when they come over to the house, I can have adult 17-year-old conversations with them and know who they're dating and what's going on. And just before we cracked the mics, I realized like, that is a really great acknowledgement of how I have broken the cycle. Because my parents didn't want anybody over the house. And they certainly had no idea who my friends were. And they never had one-on-one conversations with them, right? That's not what this is all about. So one of his friends is a 17-year-old girl. And I'm going to omit the names of the players here. And also when I put this up online later on today, I'm going to block all the comments because we're talking about 17 and 18-year-olds. And some of you guys will look at this and go, run for your life! And it's a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old. And you're pressing adult mature themes on these kids. And I don't want her or her boyfriend to see them and be bummed out about it at all.
Wise decision.
Okay, because I thought this was the most adorable thing ever. So she is 17. He may be either 17 or 18. And they've been going out with each other for about a year. So she was telling me that she put together a slideshow for her 17, 18-year-old boyfriend, right? And she wanted to communicate with him exactly. There was a couple of reasons for this. A, he always poses the exact same way in every picture they take. And he complains every time they take a picture together. But there were also other things in the relationship that she wanted to make it completely known, so there's no guesswork for her man on exactly, and this is what it's titled, What I Want and What I Mean.
I love that PowerPoint presentations are making a comeback.
Yeah, right? Out of nowhere. That's true.
All right, so the first couple of slides here are just pictures of them together. She said made by, and it's just a bunch of pictures of her. You get down to the third slide, and it just says, why? In all capital letters with some exclamation points and some question marks. And then the first line underneath that is says in capital letters, boys are so dumb. and then she lists out why. Okay.
Okay.
Because we men can't read your women's minds, she writes in quotes. And then the quote is from her boyfriend. Also, so you know what I want and I mean, so you understand, these are all bullet points, so you know me better because you love me.
So his quote was, he can't understand a woman's mind or what's in her mind. So she's putting this PowerPoint presentation to make it very clear, like, this is what is in my mind when I'm saying these things.
He must have said this to her before. So
gotcha.
She's just quoting him on why she's doing this.
Okay.
We men can't read you woman's minds.
Okay.
Is what he writes. Okay. So she's like, all right, I'm just going to spill it out. So then she puts together a slide of what I mean. When I say, I don't care, she writes, I care a lot. All right. You pick, you choose means you pick.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care means I care. I love you means I really do love you.
Aww.
I'm sorry means I genuinely am sorry. It doesn't matter means it does. I'm not in the mood or I don't want to do something. She writes no. So I'm not sure if that means that she's saying that I do want to do that. Or she's saying, no, that's really, I don't want to do that.
She's saying, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do it. Okay.
Correct.
What I mean, part two. We're now on slide four. I don't want anything. She writes, 8 out of 10 times, I do.
So at 80%, you hit that 80%.
Once.
That's
okay.
Up to you to suss out the other 20%.
Uh-huh.
She says, love you. The quote is, love you. She says, I love you, but I'm low-key upset.
Because there's no I in
there. She left out the I.
Yeah. No I, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go to the next slide here, which is hints, five exclamation points. If I don't care, you would know. If it didn't matter, you would know. I don't even quite understand this one.
See, but we need slides to understand the slides.
Yeah, but he said that they can't read women's minds, so he clearly doesn't know. That's why we're at the PowerPoint.
Okay, so we're having ourselves a little conflict right
uh-huh.
here. If I want to do something, you would know. If I don't want something, then you would know. But you're right, because in the beginning, she's kind of countering herself.
I think what she's saying here by you would know is you should know based off of the vibe I'm giving off. Like, if I'm really enthusiastic, you know I'm in a positive mood. So if I'm saying, I really don't care, I probably really don't care because I'm in a good mood. But if I say, I really don't care, if I'm in a bad mood, it means I probably do care.
So that
like
means
NFL playbook, man.
Yeah. This is tough. That also means that we have to read the way that you're saying it, which we're never going to be able to do.
I know. You got to be able to pick up on the vibes.
Next slide. What I mean, text edition. Quote unquote, okay. Mad.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
K.
Ooh. Oh.
Double mad.
She wrote piss the F off.
That's like a middle finger.
If she writes, I love you, that means a whole lot. GN. Which I had to ask you this morning. What's GN?
Good night.
Yeah. That means she's mad.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It's like a shortened version. It's like I'm only giving you two letters of what I'm trying to say to you. So if I wanted to say like good night, I'd like call you up and be like good night, babe. But if I'm like mad at you, I'm like, nah.
I got the good night text at like 10 in the morning once. I knew what time it was.
love you in quotes means low key upset. No eye. Hints again in exclamation points. We are on, by the way, slide number 9. Hints. If I text in and then she puts it, all caps, reply in all caps. That one I didn't get.
What?
I don't get that. I don't get that. Now we're too specific. Yeah. Now this is too niche.
So then aren't we just arguing with each other? Then I'm yelling at you and you're yelling at me? Or do I have the... Now again, this is a 17, 18 year olds.
Maybe she's like, if I'm really excited about something, I'm going to do everything in all caps. And if you don't reciprocate that energy, I'm going to be upset. Like if I'm like, I can't believe we're going to go see Luke Combs in concert. And you go, yeah, it's going to be great. And all lowercase. That makes more sense. Not the same vibe.
You ain't matching my energy.
Okay. That does make more sense. Don't let each other go to sleep mad.
Well, if you're texting GN, it's a little late for that. It feels a little hypocritical.
Don't leave your girlfriend on red.
That's fair.
Don't leave your girl. You had to help me with this one this morning. Don't leave your girlfriend on what on Snap?
On red, you said.
No, but this one's on Snap. She wrote
delivered.
Yeah, she wrote DEVIELD.
That might be a typo.
Okay.
Yeah, don't leave her on delivered, which is basically like I'm not opening your text.
Okay. So from 17 to 17-year-old, this is going to make more sense.
Yeah.
And then the final slide. What should happen /1? Surprise flowers, daily hugs before you leave, phone calls, post your girlfriend in all caps.
Yeah.
Other things, be kind to your girlfriend in public. Correct your girlfriend in private. Love her loudly. And then she has photo do's, right? By the way, we are on now slide 12. Smile in all caps. Hand around waist of your girlfriend is one of the things. Don't put your hand around girl's waist unless single. Don't give attitude. Just say no or later. Sometimes... This is the greatest one. Sometimes, look at your girlfriend. And then there are a series of pictures of examples of what he should be doing and what he's not doing in some of these pictures.
I'm a visual person, so I would appreciate the fact that she had pictures to show what you do and what you don't do.
I was wrong. Let's go slide 15 now.
Oh, my God.
Don'ts. Don't put hand around shoulder.
Yeah, it's kind of giving this to my buddy. Yeah.
Don't not smile. Don't be mad at girlfriend for taking photos. So he should know it all at this point.
Yes.
Like, it's right there.
She putting it out there.
Now, if this came from a 24-year-old or a 25-year-old, then I'd be saying, okay. All right. All right. We got another shot.
What did he do to push her to the point she needed to do a power presentation to begin with?
I think in looking at these pictures, he's a lot like most guys. We got one take, man. Yeah. We got one angle.
I feel like when she put in all caps at the end, post your girlfriend, I was like, now we got to.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
Some of y'all are out of your minds. Are you kidding me? This new travel trend is nutty.
A recent survey of 2,000 parents with school-age children revealed that over 20% have allowed their child to plan an entire family vacation.
What?
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah. No way.
Nope.
So I tasked those of us on The Burt Show with kids to go to our children and to ask them to plan the next family vacation.
So I don't mind going first here. It made me realize when I got the answers back from both of my kids that it's too late for me to correct the attitude that I have with one of my sons. It's just over. It's too late. It's too late. So I wrote them both the same text that essentially said, hey, here's your homework assignment, boys. Just need you to plan a family vacation for 7 days. That's it. All right, that's it. That's your only instruction. Text me back separately. That was it. Hollis, within 3 minutes, has this thing all done. Because he clearly ran it through ChatGPT.
Okay.
All right. So this is what initially his first text said. 7-day luxury Ibiza and Barcelona. Luxury nightlife soccer trip.
Wow, bro. He ain't even trying, man.
Dude, I got that and I'm like, it's too late. I've traveled with him too much in a certain way and it's too late for him. And I won't go through every single line, but it has glamorous beachside luxury with access to nightlife and calm waters when we're staying in Ibiza. And then in Barcelona, it's poolside champagne at Nobu.
Oh, wow.
That's like night number two. So I see this, and it clearly has like all the hashtags and the asterisks, clearly from ChatGPT with soccer emojis. So I write them back, and I'm like, you want to try it again, your ChatGPT thing? Like, it needs to be personalized. So we're sitting on the couch together and we are watching a soccer match while he starts this assignment again. And he's like, what do you mean by family vacation? And I said, you tell me what I mean by family vacation. It could be anything you want. So he said to me, because he and I think we travel so much together. He's like, you know, when I think about traveling, I think about you and I. So it'll be a vacation for you and I. And I'm like, okay, aww, if that's the way you want to go. And I was kind of touched by it.
Yeah.
That's too bad for Amanda and Asa.
And also his brother.
His brother wouldn't want to go on anything he wants to do.
No, his brother's good.
Yeah. He's totally good. So I can't read it all because it... It is so long.
The way you are scrolling on your phone right now to get through this text, that is impressive.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
7 days?
And I saw him writing this down, so I know this wasn't ChatGPT. I would like to do a 3-week trip, flying to Europe and flying into Portugal, Lisbon, Madeira, then Spain, France, Marseille and Monaco, then to the UK, London, Manchester, then to the Netherlands, then to Belgium, where he wants to go to Brussels, then Germany. He wants to go to Belgium or Berlin, I should say, Frankfurt and Munich, then Austria in Vienna. Then he wants to go to Switzerland, to the Swiss Alps, and then Milan, Naples and Sicily. And lastly, Croatia.
Wow.
Okay. And he has like the things he wants to do and every he was online doing his research.
Wow.
Okay.
Like what places we were going to go to and what we were going to do.
I hear that and that my 46-year-old self is just like, God, that sounds tiring.
That's a lot of travel.
All right. The major cities in Europe.
I read that and I'm just like, I can't reverse that.
Yeah, no.
I set the tone. I can't reverse that. However, there's always Hayden.
Yes.
Right?
What did Hayden say?
All right. So you saw the length of Hollis's text, right? This is the length of Hayden's.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Looks to be about 9-10 lines. Hayden wants to go to Florida.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect.
Okay.
More budget friendly.
He writes, sure. I mean, I know you're thinking about like Costa Rica or something, but honestly, man, Epic Universe just opened in new Universal Studios Park.
To be fair, it
Universal
does look,
again.
It does look fun. It looks epic.
It looks
epic, as it says in the name.
I know this is the third time I've referenced this. I flew him to Tokyo. We went together and spent our first 3 nights in Tokyo at Universal Studios.
Hey, dude, whatever makes you happy. That floats his boat. That's what makes him happy.
Yep. All right, so we're going to Florida, 2 days exploring the How to Train Your Dragon section.
Oh, lovely. Of course.
2 days. Absolutely. Just for that part of the park?
It's a dragon. You still have to learn.
There's 2 days in the Nintendo section.
Nice.
Oh, it's a lot of games to play.
2 days in the Dark Universe section.
Wow, you guys are spending an entire week?
That's it.
No more 2 days left.
One day in Harry Potter Ministry of Magic section.
Okay.
And then he writes, I'll do all the research before and plan out all the rides and restaurants. That or we finally go to the Avengers campus in Disneyland or Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Florida.
Okay.
All right. So two very different kids. That's what we're doing with our family vacations.
Did you make sure to set expectations that this was just for on air and that you're not actually doing this?
I don't think I did, but I will certainly circle back with them today.
Both of them did get oddly specific, okay? Right?
Yeah. Like, you need to let Hollis us know you're not hitting every capital in Europe.
All right, because mine took so long, let's do this on the other side. I want to hear all yours as well.
So you got the like older teenager and like young adult, right? Your kids. But Cassie and I are going to cover the toddlers and what the toddlers want to do. And it's going to be starkly different.
We will do it next.
The Burt Show.
Yeah, it's a crazy idea to me, man. I have your kids planning your vacation for you. They don't know what they're doing. They're kids.
Yeah, so a recent survey of 2,000 parents said that over 20% have allowed their kids to plan their vacation. And I'm like, that is wild.
I'm guessing that's like their suggestion. They're all going to say like Disneyland, right? But I mean, clearly.
Well, remember who commissioned this?
Oh, that's right.
Survey?
It was Disneyland.
It was Visit Anaheim.
It was Disneyland.
So somebody at Disneyland who paid the city of Anaheim. But I decided to run with it. And I'm like, all right, this could be interesting. Those of us that have kiddos, let's ask them to plan the next family vacation and see where we're going. So now we know Hollis is visiting every major city in Europe. And he's going to be sipping champagne.
At Nobu.
At Nobu.
At the rooftops at Nobu.
Hayden is going to Florida.
He's going to that How to Train Your Dragon exhibit in Florida.
He's going to Epic Universal and doing all the things for the entire week. So now that we've gotten the older kids, we're going to tap into the toddlers. So Cassie, take it away, please. We can't hear her. Hold on 1 second, Cass. We can't hear you.
Yeah, we lost her. Okay, you're up.
All right, so here you go. I asked my 4-year-old Jimmy about planning our family vacation. So this was at the end of the night. This was right before bedtime. So I had my phone laying there on the side table. He's cuddled up in my arms, and I'm asking him where we're going to go on vacation. And this was the first place that he said.
Where would be a fun place for us to go as a family on vacation?
Maybe the museum?
Maybe the museum?
It might have some rooms for people to go in.
Might have some rooms for people to go in?
Yeah, upstairs.
Upstairs.
Might have some other creatures upstairs so you can see ones that we never saw before. Oh. I think we will have to go on an airplane.
Oh, we have to go on an airplane on this vacation?
Yeah.
Okay. I love how you're giving the toddler subtitles because you know other people can't understand.
I needed every single one of them.
I knew it. As I'm listening to him and I'm like, they are going to have no idea he just said the word museum. So I'm going to do a little bit of repeating, a little reiterating. So yes, he said we're going to go to a museum, one that we have never been before that has room so we can find underwater sea creatures, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. We have to take a plane to get there.
Oh, true.
Yes. And so then, of course, I asked, all right, well, who's going?
What else are we going to do besides the museum?
I don't know. Just you figure out a place.
You want me to figure out a place?
Yeah.
I would love to. You want Mama to plan our family vacation? Okay.
Is it going to be me, you, and Dada, and is Luca and Theodore and Mr. Bobby and Miss Charlotte and Asa going to come?
Oh, well, that's so sweet. But this is just going to be our family. So it's just going to be you, Dada, and me.
So technically, he's planning it. So if he wants Miss Charlotte and Mr. Bobby and Luca and Theodore and Asa all to go, well, then, yeah. But I also am realizing I'm talking to a 4-year-old and I need to manage expectations, which is why I was like, no, it's just going to be us because I didn't want that.
And unfortunately, Asa's not going to be able to make it because he's going to be at the rooftop at Nobu sipping champagne with Hollis.
With Hollis.
I just thought that Jimmy was thinking about avoiding Atlanta traffic with the airplane. Although we do need to have a conversation about his carbon emissions.
Oh, man. Well, and then I learned something new about my son throughout this process that I didn't know.
I think I don't like heights.
You think you don't like heights?
Yeah, because I'm scared of the high part.
You're scared?
I don't want to see outer space.
You don't want to see outer space?
Nope.
Nope, okay, got it.
Or it would take a long time to get back home.
They're
so space is too far.
We're not going to outer space.
All right. All right. I will fight with anybody that says 3, 4, and 5 is about the cutest years of a kid's life.
God.
It's adorable.
Oh my God, his voice is precious. All right, so then we got a little more specific because, you know, museum's only going to take one day. So we need something else to do on the other days. And this is what we're going to do.
Let's plan on another beach with a little pond that we've never been before. With a little pond in the middle that we can see little creatures.
So he wants to find a beach with a pond, which is a rock pool. So we can find like starfish and lipids and anemones and stuff like that. However, when the beach, the ocean, has to be safe.
No stinging things, no jellyfish, because they stink. Or no
jellyfish.
Sharks.
No sharks, okay. No jellyfish, no sharks.
So we just got to regulate the ocean. That shouldn't be tough.
I got this.
I mean, mass genocide in the ocean before we have our family vacay.
I'm a super mom. I can make anything happen. Mm-hmm. And then the cutest thing happened at the very end because we had to solidify the deal, right? Because this is his request. So we had to do what Jimmy requested.
Shake.
We're shake on it? I love you.
I love you too.
He made me shake on
made
it.
Made it official. You got to find a museum now.
That is a binding contract for a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm. I know. So yeah. I'm going to find, and you know what? I'm going to do this.
Okay.
I swear to you, I'm going to do this. We're going to fly somewhere. I'm going to find a beach that has a little pond, and there'll be a museum somewhere in the town, and we will cross everything off of his list.
To get over his fear, you should surprise him with a trip to space.
Yes.
it's the hype part about the heights. Yeah. Right. Yes. I love that.
Uh-huh.
All right, Cass.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. All right. So what do you got?
So my 3-year-old Max, it has really given me a lot of insight into our family that maybe we should start taking more vacations or vacations at all. Because here's where he wanted to go when I asked him if we should take a family vacation.
I'm Max, and I'm 3.
Hey, Max.
What?
If we were going to go on vacation somewhere, where would you want to go?
To Target by... a Spider-Man toy.
To Target to buy a Spider-Man toy?
Yeah.
How would we get there?
We will get there from the car.
Who's driving?
Daddy.
Daddy's driving? How long are we going to stay at Target on our vacation?
It would take so long.
How long is so long?
You drive and it will take so long.
Got it. Does that sound like a fun vacation to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Max.
Okay, so we're going on vacation to Target to buy a Spider-Man toy.
Perfect.
We're driving there. Daddy's driving there, and it will take so long to get there.
Right. I wonder which Target I got to go to.
It's really not so different than the directions I used to get on MapQuest.
Yeah.
It's just going to be long. Like
yeah, well, Mama's going to pick a Target in, like, Miami. That's where we're going. Hey.
Make it a super Target.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't ask your 3.5-year-old where you want to go on vacation because you're going to end up spending money at Target for them.
All right, so I think we pretty much hit everything on the scale.
I think we did.
All right, we went Nobu champagne. Mm-hmm. We went to Target and everything in between.
And everything in between.
I ain't out of space.
Yeah, because of heights.
Yep.
Because he's afraid of the
heights. That whole heights thing.
Yes.
Here, Bird Show.
Look, we need your help nominating them because single dads are not going to nominate themselves.
All right. So, yes, we are looking for single dads. We're doing a Zaddy bracket at thebirdshow.com, and it's going to kick off tomorrow. So today is the last day to get signed up if you are a single dad or you know a single dad who deserves to find love for he and his kids. So we're gonna kick this off tomorrow. We're going to kick our bracket off tomorrow. And then you guys are going to vote. And whoever our winning Zaddy is, we're going to do like a little dating game, a little matchmaking on the show and set them up on a date. But you got to get submitted so you can participate at thebirdshow.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Diddy's legal team is now pushing for a mistrial and they're coming in hot. if somehow you missed the Diddy legal story, it is too long to catch you up on everything. But basically, he is on trial currently for sex trafficking and racketeering. And right now, they are claiming that the prosecution used false testimony, specifically calling out his ex-girlfriend, Cassie, saying that she lied on the stand when she said she saw Diddy allegedly dangle Brianna Bongolan over a balcony and throw her into furniture. But according to Diddy's team, they have text messages that show that Cassie was actually told about the incident by someone else and not that she witnessed it herself.
So if a witness commits perjury on the stand, that is grounds for a mistrial?
Yeah, they can throw out the trial. They're also accusing the prosecution of letting Brianna lie under oath, saying that the incident happened in LA in September 2016. But Diddy's lawyers say he was on the East Coast at the time, and there's proof.
Now, I'm going to ask you guys a legal question that I don't know that you know the answer to, but when a mistrial is declared, is there a do-over or that's it? It doesn't come back to court.
It's a do-over.
It's a do-over? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is kind of silly. It's like, okay, we're just going to do this all over again, but you just want those specific testimonies thrown out for whatever reason. So basically, Diddy's side, Diddy's legal team is saying this whole thing is sketchy. The prosecution knew better or should have known better, and the trial has to be thrown out and redone again.
I feel like that was going to be the defense's goal from the jump. Mm-hmm. It's always to try to find some holes in the prosecution story, so that's what they're looking for, and they're going to continue to look for that to try to get a mistrial.
Yeah, that's their job.
Yep.
All right.
They're doing their job, and we can't really blame them for that because that's what they're getting paid to do. Okay, this is an interesting conversation that happened on social media where a mom from the UK wanted to know if she was being unreasonable, and basically all the moms that she brought this situation to the table with, they thought she was jumping to conclusions and absolutely shouldn't have. So a mom in the UK took her kid to see the new Lilo and Stitch film and noticed that there was an adult man by himself in the movie theater eating snacks and watching the movie. So she posted on a parents forum asking if it was unreasonable to find this situation odd. And everyone overwhelmingly said, yes, she's being unreasonable. More than 3,100 people voted and 95% of them says there's nothing wrong with a grown man going to go see a kid's movie by himself.
I agree.
It depends what the movie is, I think.
Well, so like with Lilo and Stitch, like because there's Disney adults who love Disney movies and love watching remakes. So if I see a single person in a Disney, like if I see somebody watching Lilo and Stitch or like Ariel, or, I'm not going to think twice about it. Now, if it's the Paw, like a Paw Patrol movie, and I think it depends on the movie. But in that instance, for Lilo and Stitch, I know how excited Lilo and Stitch fans were of all ages. So I'm not going to think twice about seeing a grown man by himself at that movie.
Yeah, that's also, like you said, it's a movie that's been around for a super long time. So there's some nostalgia attached to it. But if we're talking about like the first Frozen when it comes out, and if I saw a dude by himself, like a grown man by himself in the first Frozen, I would, come on, man. I would go like, that's... I'm keeping an eye on that guy.
I don't think I would judge somebody for doing it, but I certainly would feel uncomfortable doing it myself.
So, and I think it's one thing, like, you know, we always say, see something, say something, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's good to be observant. I mean, especially when you have kids, you have to have your head on a swivel. But to take it to social media, mm-hmm. and I mean, hopefully she didn't, like, take a picture of him and, like, try to blast him, right?
No,
it was
no.
just, like, a conversation. Well, then that's one thing. But I think it's like, yeah, you take note, but I don't think you have to make a big stink about it.
Yeah, well, I actually was in this situation when I was a kid, and I always remembered this, and when I walk into theaters, I always kind of clock this situation because it's different now that I'm an adult, because I didn't understand it when I was a kid, but my mom took me to see a showing of like a Nancy Drew movie, and there was a grown man there by himself, which of course, when you're like 8 years old, you don't have context for and you don't think anything of it, but I remember we kept moving around the theater because I guess he kept following us.
Oh, God.
Oh, but we were like playing like musical chairs, and I remember I never got to see the ending of Nancy Drew because of this man.
Hey, spoiler alert, I'm pretty sure she solved it.
Yeah. All right, for more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Here, Bird Show.